1, 2, 3, 4. Still there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Welcome back, everybody, to episode number 23 of the Walking Naked podcast. I'm Justin.
I'm Kelly, and together we are, well, walking naked.
Yeah, well, yes.
That just didn't sound quite right. As soon as I started to say it, it was like, no, that's going to be wrong.
What were you going to say? Together we're the what?
Well, I was just going to say, and together we're, you know, walking naked. Because that's who we are. We're walking naked. We're the Walking Naked podcast. But
when you say it like that, it is definitely awkward.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I should always say we're together. We are the world's greatest mother and son podcast duo.
Yeah. Or together we make up the Walking Naked podcast. But if you say together, we're walking naked. And we're mother and son.
Yeah. Whee!
That sounds like some kind of like crazy nudist colony type stuff.
And we eat people here.
Yes, we eat people at the Walking Naked colony. No eating of the people, but we do watch a lot of people getting eaten because we're both big fans of The Walking Dead. If this is your first time ever tuning in, welcome. We appreciate you stopping by. Hopefully, we'll talk about something that will make you want to stop by for some more.
Oh, you know, I always assume that you're just joining us again. Yeah. You know, I always forget that, you know, you got to throw out that bait and hook, you know, at the very beginning. Because what if you don't know us?
Yeah. I mean, you could be listening for the very first time and you're like, ew.
God, these people are super weird.
Why are they talking like they're my best friend? I've never heard these people before. They're talking about bathroom breaks and talking about eating people and walking naked around places.
Well, we are your best friend.
Yes.
We talk about bathroom a lot. Mm-hmm. Lots of potty humor.
Lots of booze being drank during our podcast. And
of course.
We were just recently talking before we started recording the fact that I think I'm drinking the world's nastiest drink. It may rival.
I was going to ask you.
There was one episode. I don't know which one it was. It was either because we do two podcasts. We do a podcast devoted to The Walking Dead, and sometimes we throw some other shows in there on The Walking Dead podcast that you're listening to right now. But we also do a pop culture podcast called My Mom Saw Me Naked, where we talk about video games, movies, TV shows, anything and everything. But there was an episode that we were recording, and this is early on in our podcast recording careers, which happens to be like, you know, 2 months ago. So
that's not true.
It's not true, but it seems like that way. It feels like we haven't been doing this for very long. It's only been since basically when Breaking Bad was on. Because we caught the second half of Breaking Bad is when we pretty much officially started podcasting.
We've been podcasting for, I think, a year and a half now.
Oh, please. No, we have not. We've been podcasting since True Blood. I was wrong. You made me watch True Blood.
Oh, that's
And that's when we officially started. So it was the last season of True Blood. My mom made me watch every freaking episode of that particular season. I had stopped watching True Blood like way back in the day because I was like, this is ridiculous. Flippin' ridiculous.
Well, and it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really ridiculous. But anyways, back to the story. You made some drink that, you know, because I was like, you were always jealous. You were like, oh, what are you drinking on? Because you'd just be like, oh, I'm drinking like a vodka, like a, what is it? What are they called?
Well, a screwdriver. Screwdrivers. A screwdriver or a buttery nipple. I like to I know. I hate that name. I hate it.
Yeah.
But it's a really good drink.
We're just killing it with the names or like, you know.
Just shut up.
Walking around naked, buttery nipples.
Shut up. Go. It's a drink. I didn't make it up.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder what they were thinking when they made that drink up.
They were just thinking, yummy. This drink is the best thing ever.
Yes. Tastes just like buttery nipples. My favorite. Chris Farley, buttery nipples. If anybody's listening that knows who Chris Farley is, he was awesome. Yes. But yeah, so you made this horrible, horrible drink, and it was Bailey's and hot tea.
And hot tea, yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, that's gross. Well, I think this one may rival it. It's hot tea with whiskey, but it's like a hot tea that's disgusting. It's wild, sweet orange. Ooh. I wish I had the box here to, like, read you. It's like some kind of leaves mashed together. It's like, you know, those, like, you know, I'm so cool because I eat organic foods.
Yeah.
And you're so lame. It's one of those type teas, and it's gross.
Well, sorry, I'm assuming folks. It's gross when you mix it with whiskey.
No. I could smell this from a mile away. It's gross all around. It's disgusting.
Oh, then it must be good for you.
Oh, yeah, exactly. If it's gross, tastes horrible, looks horrible, it's got to be fantastic for you. So all the great stuff for you is just disgusting.
My drink is good for you because it's orange juice.
Just straight orange juice?
Hell no. Okay. It's got vodka in it.
I was about to say, this is not the mother that I podcast with.
No, but it's good for you because you get the vitamin C and it cleans your innards out with the alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. So, it just eats away at your insides with that vodka.
It's super awesome.
Please tell me it's not like some disgusting cheap vodka, right?
No, it's Pinnacle.
Pinnacle.
Pinnacle vodka is a good vodka.
Is it really? If we have any listeners out there and they drink, you know, any type of alcohol, please let us know. Is Pinnacle good? Because I've never heard of Pinnacle. And I think of myself as a vodka snob.
Okay. I didn't say this was the snobby.
The snobbiest. This is no Belvedere. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Or Grey Goose. Kiss my butt.
Well, see, I don't even think a Grey Goose is like is you know, the hoity-toity vodkas anymore. I think of Grey Goose is somebody's going to get shot when they're drinking this. Because it's like to me that's like a rapper's vodka at this point. Like I think of it, it's going to, like, you're popping the Grey Goose at like some rap party and then somebody pulls out their gun and shoots you. So,
okay, well,
which is a horrible stereotype of rappers. But yeah, we do tend to see, you know, like, you know, people.
You just got it straight off the news. Yeah, what are you going to do?
Exactly. I'm like, at a rap concert, I mean, Chris Rock even said he was in that movie. I don't remember what movie it was.
Every rap party that you and I have ever gone to, that's what's happened.
Yeah, you lived it firsthand. It wasn't gunshots, but it was a fight.
Yeah. So
one of the two things, a fight, gunshots, stab wounds, somebody's getting hurt.
Pinnacle was a big sponsor on the radio station, so I had to try it.
Oh, maybe getting a little deal there. Hey, I'll talk about your vodka if you'll give me some vodka on the side.
Yeah.
Put this in this little brown paper bag for me.
That is against the law.
Yeah, that is against the law. It's bad for you, kids. Don't do that. Well, all right. Well, we are here tonight, this morning, this evening, afternoon.
Whenever you're listening.
Yeah, whenever you're listening to us and wherever you're listening to us, we love you all. We've been diving back in to season one. We're going.
Well, I mean, we're on episode two, so we haven't dove too far.
But we're diving back into it. We're in the waters. We're swimming around. The last time that we were doing the show without the interview, we had an interview with Melissa Hutchison last week. It was fantastic. Loved her. I think we had slight little heart attacks during the interview, but
God, that was so great.
Yeah, we'd really appreciate it if you go back and listen to that.
Over and over and over.
Yeah, exactly. Again. Listen to it a bazillion times. It was that much
fun. And be sure and tweet her about it.
Yeah.
And tell her how awesome it was and that she should be a regular.
Exactly. I think we need the three of us. And I mean,
I think so too.
I know you get tired of talking to me every week. So you're like, I need Melissa to come in and she needs to talk to me. Because I know at one point during the interview, you guys got on a little tangent of talking about men and all this kind of stuff. And
left you out.
Yeah, and left me hanging. So, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. Go back and check that out. But before that episode, we had recapped season one, episode one. I believe the episode was called Days Gone By. And that's where we left off. We left off with Rick and Well, yeah, he was stuck in the tank. So we will get to that shortly. But first, I think we have a few news-related items in the Walking Dead universe.
Which is so exciting.
Yes.
I mean, just the fact that they're shooting again.
I think that's the most important Walking Dead news to talk about, is the fact that the actors and actresses, they're making their way back into Atlanta to start filming season 5. How excited are you, Mom?
Well, I'm more excited for you since you live in Atlanta.
I know, it is pretty cool.
I'm super excited, hoping that, you know, you're going to run into one of them at, you know, at a bookstore again.
Namely, Andrew Lincoln.
Yes, Andrew Lincoln.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And this time, follow him home so I know where he lives.
Exactly. I apologize so much that one time that I ran into Andrew Lincoln, Rick Grimes from the show, happened to be in a bookstore at the local Barnes & Noble next to my house. Which was my old apartment. I was so sad that we moved from that apartment for one reason and one reason only, is because I ran into Andrew Lincoln that one time at the Barnes & Noble right by my house.
You can still shop at that Barnes & Noble.
Exactly. I mean, it may be a little farther away, but that's okay. If I've got that one shot of running into Andrew Lincoln.
It's not as easy as every day like you were doing before, just sitting out in the parking lot.
Exactly.
Is that him? Is that him?
I'm like, my work's calling me. They're like, Justin, are you coming in today? Oh, man, my back
Give
hurts.
Me a minute.
Oh, I'm getting, I think I've got a little stomach issues going on. Yeah. I'm like, oh, a lot of matching here. Oh, God. And then nobody says anything after that. So, I'm really excited for the fact that they're back. They're at least back in Atlanta, because I don't think they're filming yet or anything. They're probably just meeting with the writers, getting back down here, getting, you know, back to being acclimated to living here, because obviously Andrew Lincoln lives way off in overseas land and I don't know where he lives, somewhere around London or something like that. You know,
somewhere British
and fancy. I don't know. That was not that was like a Scottish British accent.
That
or something.
Was Scottish. No, it was just plain old
somewhere
Scottish.
Yeah, I don't know. That was even worse the second time I tried to do the Scottish accent. The first time it was okay. I don't know. Do your best British, or where's your best British accent?
Oh, crud. I'm trying to think of the Spice Girls. I can't do a good one. Now, I can call Lindy in from the other room. She can do the best British accent. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Oh, really?
And I have her do it for me all the time, because it's incredible.
Good?
Yeah. And I try to do it. I tried to do it on the air this morning because I was trying to talk like the Beatles. Like the Beatles.
The Beatles.
And that's as much as I can get out, was like the Beatles.
I mean, so, world class.
Yeah, so, it is. Yeah. It's super good.
I think the next time we do the My Mom Saw Me Naked and there's a British accent, I'm going to make you do that person's accent. But yeah, so they're back. We got some really cool pictures from Steven Yeun, who plays Glenn on the show. He tweeted out a picture of him and Andy playing golf. And I know that it had to melt your heart. And,
oh, it
you
did.
Know, of course.
And Andrew did his signature pointing at
God, I wish I could know what the. If I. Next time I ever meet him, that is going to be the number one question I ask. What is up with the finger thing? Because he does it in single picture.
It's just. He just points. I mean, it's like. I think it's because he's this wonderful. Down-to-earth guy.
Yeah.
That he's trying to put everything on.
Put the spotlight on that person.
On the other person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or, seriously, I think that's what it is.
Or he's like, that. Look at this guy.
Yeah. Dude.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know, like when he goes home and he's like, oh, I pointed at him out because he was a creeper. That's what he did to me. I mean, he had that pointing thing, like he was gonna, like, you know, drill it into me. That was like his zombie finishing move or something.
Shut up.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was cool getting to see those pictures. Also, Norman Reedus, he was in an interview and said that season 5 will be completely batshit insane. He didn't add the batshit part.
No,
I
he did
in.
Not. He just said it was going to be insane, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
What I love, though, is when people go, oh, I'm going to follow this link and I'm going to read what Norman says. And that's exactly what he says, is you guys are going to be really surprised. It's going to be insane.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to give you any spoilers, people.
Yeah.
It's just going to be insane.
I know.
Like every season of The Walking Dead.
That was me because I was like, oh, what did he say? And I clicked on the link and it was like literally the same. The headline is exactly what he said. Uh-huh. Completely insane. I don't know. It is weird being in Atlanta because the show just ended a month ago. But with them being filming here and, you know, the sets and everything being so close, it does make it seem like I have Walking Dead year round.
You do.
Yeah, it is. It's really weird. I'm sorry. You know?
Screw you.
Exactly. That's what everybody else listening that doesn't live in Atlanta, they're like, man, these all think he's cool because he's in Atlanta.
That's right.
I don't know where that voice came from.
Sounded like you were trying to be black.
I don't know.
Does only black people listen to us? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'll take whoever. Yellow, purple, green. I'll take anybody that'll listen to us. Another cool thing in the news that you probably haven't heard of this before, so this will be new for you, and maybe a lot of the listeners haven't heard of this as well, but Sci-Fi is developing the comic book clone from The Walking Dead's Robert Kirkman. So this is another comic book that he's done recently in the last couple of years. It's about a clone. Pretty easy. And so it's like, mm-hmm. you know, robots, cool stuff. It's futuristic. I happen to have like the first 10 issues. It was a lot of fun. It's not very far into the series. Maybe up to like issue 20 or somewhere around there. But it's a really cool concept for a show. I think Sci-Fi could do a great job with this. I just hope that it doesn't like spread Robert Kirkman too thin because he's doing that movie Sky with Norman Reedus. He's doing The Walking Dead, you know, with the cast that we know. Then he's also doing The Walking Dead spinoff show. And then now he's doing this clone drama. I'm just saying, we love The Walking Dead. We want you to stay on this show the most. This is where your bread is buttered. So because we love you and we love the show. Also, speaking of Robert Kirkman, did you happen to watch the Sundance show, The Writer's Room?
I did not. I need to go check that out.
Yeah, I do want to check that out. Spoiler alert, by the way, really quickly, for anybody that has not read the comic books, he was on there discussing why he decided to have Rick keep his hand on the show.
You know, I was really glad that they did make that decision, honestly.
For sure.
I mean, I love both of Rick's hands, and I couldn't decide which one that I would want to have disappear. So thank God they kept them both.
You're like, I don't know which one I would rather have play with my hair.
Actually, either one would be fine.
Both of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I know. He's talked about this numerous times in interviews that I've seen of him, and just, you know, lots of fans ask him about it at comic book conventions of, you know, why the hell did you cut his hand off? And not only did he cut his hand off, that hand went really quick. He didn't have two hands for like very long in the comic book series. Because, I mean, we're up to 126. Also, by the way, in really huge news, I'm not going to spoil anything.
But I already know because I talked to my folks at the comic book store.
Well, nobody knows what's going to happen. The fact that issue 127 is coming out, I believe, the week of May, like, 6th, 5th, 7th, something like that. May 7th, I think. There's going to be some major changes in the Walking Dead comic book, and the cover that we've been seeing lately is of a girl. Don't know who this girl is. Don't know who the people are in the background. I don't know who they are at all. I'm up to 126 on the comic. I've stayed current.
Okay. So where 126 left off.
Yes. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody.
No. I don't want you to.
Yeah.
Does it leave it in a place where they could wrap up that story arc?
No.
Okay. Because what they told me at the comic book store was, that's it. That's done. They're starting a different story arc. They've wrapped that up. And I'm like,
no,
what?
I mean,
that's baloney.
You could say that they wrapped that up, maybe, but I don't know how you could. I mean, if anybody out there that's listening to us has read the comic book all the way up to 126, you know, tweet at me on Twitter. It's the naked_nerd. Or, you know, you can reach us on Facebook. It's My Mom Saw Me Naked on Facebook. let me know what you think. But I definitely don't think that they could end the series or end that story, in Rick and the group's story arc in the comic book the way that it ended in issue 126. I was actually pretty disappointed with issue 126. They had had some really, really cool storylines with Negan, and I was having a lot of fun with the story and the all-out war. It was getting really good. I don't know what they're going to do. I think a lot of fans would be highly upset if that's how Rick's arc ended. That's all right. I'm going to say. I'm not going to, like, you know, obviously we know some major changes if you read any Walking Dead news, or, like, you know, if you go to the comic book store and they tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't want it to end that way. I would like to see some kind of closure with Rick's story, because they've talked about this, you know, over and over again, as far as, like, you know, Robert Kirkman's like, I want the Walking Dead comic to go on for 30 years.
Right.
Because they
right.
are in, like, year 11 or 12 at this point of the comic book, which is crazy. That is a long freaking time for a ongoing comic book, you know, series to go.
Because, and what's really funny is, I mean, what a short period of time it is in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I guess maybe a year has gone by. Maybe two.
It's a couple of years, I think.
Yeah.
That have gone by.
Well,
but yeah,
because you think about Lori and the baby, and yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely not 10 years. That's for sure. I mean, Carl's still a little kid and everything. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm very interested in that. At some point, we'll get into all the comic book stuff as well. I just still haven't figured out exactly how we want to digest all the comics, because there's 126 of them out there. I don't know. Do we do them like in chunks of 12, or how do we do them? Or we may just do them on the filmdispenser.com. They have a comic book podcast called Loose Staples. We may just go on there with Logan and discuss the comics in, like, you know, in groups of 12, which would be a lot of fun as well. Have a little crossover event. So, also something really cool. If you are if you're an artist, or if you're just a fan of art out there, and you've got some Norman Reedus art, not any naked stuff, Norman Reedus.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Well, I'm saying it. I guess you could have that out there.
Yeah. I mean, he could be happy to put that in his book.
He could. He could be happy. But yeah, Norman Reedus is making a book of fan art. You just have to share your submissions with him. And I think he's got an email address. I don't know. Just Google search it. I'm sorry. I did not prepare enough beforehand.
I think it's actually on his website.
Yeah, there you go. Find his website. Yeah, Norman
Reedus
website.
Which is www.com. You know,
bigbaldhead.com.
I think if you do the nude stuff, I'm assuming it's going to be about him. So if you do it in the proper way, maybe it will actually be submitted.
I think you should just send like a nude picture of yourself with his head pasted on it.
That
would be creepy.
And it's really weird, because I think that he decided to do this just kind of, you know, spur of the moment on Twitter,
yeah.
I think.
No, he did, because he's got a book out that's out right now.
Right, of his own stuff that he's done.
Yeah, his own photography, right?
Right, uh-huh. And
I'm gonna give my idea right here.
Okay.
You listening? You're ready? You're ready for this?
And I'm writing it down.
Okay. So if anybody's listening, or you, Mom, you should
yes,
do this.
Or me, Mom.
Yeah. Well, yes. Uh-huh. you especially, because you got to listen to me right now, because you do the podcast with me. I think somebody should make like a collage. I'm thinking cats, because since he likes cats so much, you know, he's a big cat person.
Yes.
They should make a collage of tons of cat pictures and paste Norman's face on them.
That's not creepy.
I know, no, it's not creepy at all. I think I think he would love that.
Honest to goodness, I bet you he has one of those.
I'm sure he does. But somebody else do it and make it cooler. So then they can be like, the Walking Naked podcast gave me this idea, and I'm in Norman Reedus's book. Awesome.
I think you should do it.
I think I might have to now. I'm going to have to get on Photoshop and, I mean, good Lord, Space Cats. That's like one of like has a billion followers on Twitter and Facebook and everything. And it's just like scats.
Scats.
It's those scats, those darn scats again. Yeah, it's just cats and like posted
lasers
on a,
coming out of their eyes.
And pictures in outer space and people.
Oh, and it'd be super awesome if you had, you know, space cats with Norman's face
lasers
coming out of his eyes.
Oh, yep. God, this is the best idea ever. Right? Are you writing this down?
Oh, yeah. All right. Every bit of it.
Yeah, I bet you are. I bet if I had took a picture right now and you weren't writing crap down. Well. Well, I think that wraps up this week's episode of the news.
Yeah.
This week's segment of the news. And right after this, we will come back and we will discuss Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 2, Guts. And we're back, and I just had to tell my mom exactly what my drink feels like, or what it tastes like. It's gross. So
it's like barfing in your mouth and swallowing.
Exactly. It's like every time I take a swig, it's like blah, and then let me suck that right back up because it's, you know, I love the taste of puke. It's so good.
So good. Yeah. But puke mixed with whiskey, even better.
It's amazing. I think I'm going to bottle this up and sell it. So. All right, so before we, you know, took our little mini break to play the theme song because it gets me amped every time I hear it.
That's right.
We said that we're going to get into Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 2, entitled...
Season 1.
Yeah, I wrote Season 2 down here. Season 1.
I know,
one...
you tweeted it out that way too, but I didn't want to correct you on Twitter, so sorry.
I know the Walking Dead fans are like, look
you
at this
idiot.
Noob.
Oh my God.
He's so stupid.
Yeah.
Season 1, Episode 2, Guts. Like I said, last time we left off, Rick was in deep doo-doo. He was stuck in that tank with the creepy walker, and that's where we left off.
About to blow his brains
exactly.
out. Until he hears the voice. It could be God, or it could be Glenn.
Or it could be Glenn. Yes. Yeah. But Glenn could be God for all we know.
That's God, would that be an awesome ending?
Yeah, exactly. Even though we know it doesn't know in a comic book.
Shut up.
This episode was directed by Michelle McLaren. She's awesome. I love her. She has been killing it. She does a lot of Walking Dead episodes, and she does a lot of Game of Thrones episodes. She did a lot of Breaking Bad episodes. Mm-hmm. She rocks, melts faces off. Michelle McLaren. I just tipped my hat to her, which actually I didn't even have my hat on. Oh, my goodness.
No wonder this podcast sucks so bad.
Exactly. I didn't even have
my hat
on. Excuse me, folks.
Stupid wiener. You know, I'm sorry. I'm looking at your picture right here, and your hat is on.
Yeah, no. Well, I just had to put it on. Now the podcast is really started. Put the hat on.
All right.
This episode was also written by Frank Darabont, the fired Frank Darabont. And also some really interesting news. This is always interesting for me to go back and think about. This episode had 4.71 million viewers, and that was actually down from the 5.35 million of the premiere, which usually happens. You usually get a little dip from the premiere to the second episode just because people are like, I don't want to watch this anymore. Well, they were stupid. Because they should have came back and watched it. So
eventually they did.
I'm curious. I'm always curious about that. If, like, you know, those people that didn't come back for that second episode, did they not like it? Did they
no way. I mean,
that first episode
was just so. I mean, it sucked you in. There's no way that as soon as you watched that, you were a Walking Dead fan.
I certainly was. I don't know how anybody wasn't. I mean, I dare say that. That first episode of The Walking Dead was one of the best first episodes of a TV show
dare
ever.
Dare you say that?
I dare I do. Yes.
It was. I mean, just it was extremely compelling. So I think they might not have come back
They were out boozing it up or partying,
yeah, doing
or they were playing
they were
sports,
doing.
Or you know, they were doing something lame and not watching The Walking Dead. So, but we forgive them because, yeah, like you said, they probably came back. And on this episode, like we said, Rick is in deep doo doo, but lo and behold, Glenn is like, "Hey, you idiot, in the tank shooting everything. I'm here to save you." So Rick, on this episode, he meets up with Glenn, Andrea, T-Dog, Merle, and the other folks that I can't remember their names. I'm so sorry, people that didn't last very long in The Walking Dead. Do you remember their names? I mean, come on.
Jackie.
Oh, look at you go.
Let's see. Well, obviously, Merle.
Well, I said Merle. I said T-Dog, Merle.
Oh, you did say Merle. I can't believe I can't remember that dude's name.
I can't remember his name for the life of me. I feel so bad too because I actually really liked his character.
Yeah, the Hispanic guy.
Yeah, he was you know, we'll get into it eventually for him. But I did enjoy his character on the show and I enjoyed him in this episode. So overall, Mom, going back to Guts.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think upon revisiting this episode? Did you love it? Or were you kind of like, eh?
No. I loved this episode. And it's funny because I have watched it. I don't even know how many times I've watched this episode over and over and over and over again. And it's just funny. Some of the scenes that even though I've seen them a bazillion times, I still cringe.
Yeah.
Like, you know, okay, so after, you know, after Rick gets saved out of the tank by Glenn, and they, you know, decide that the only way that they're going to get, and I'm doing the abbreviated version of this, by the way.
Oh, you're like, we're getting through this episode quick.
Yeah, exactly. When the only way that they decide that they're going to make it through out of where they're at in a department store is to walk through walkers, and to do that, they want to smell like those walkers, so they cut up some dude.
Good Lord, you did. You were like,
I'm not saying that we're going back to the episode. It's not the end of the episode. I'm just saying.
No.
But when they are chopping this dude up,
I know it's like,
it seems like my reaction, I don't know, it's just like becomes worse every time I watch it.
Yeah, because you knew it was coming, but yes, you still were like, oh, ooh.
Ah, that was rough.
Yeah. Whoever did the sound effects, kudos to them, because those were some gruesome sound effects of them hacksawing into that, you know, to that walker or the zombie. Mm-hmm. I am totally on board with you. I haven't seen this episode quite as many times as you have. I've probably seen it 3 times beforehand. Because I know I probably watched it, you know, obviously I watched it initially, then I watched it again, and then I watched it in the black and white version.
Mm-hmm,
and,
3.
Yeah, so 3 to your 100 million. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I think you're winning 4 now. 4. I've watched it 4 times now.
Okay.
And man, it was just so good, like getting to go back. I wasn't quite sure how this was going to go for us, to be like, you know, to be honest, when we decided we're going to go back to season 1 and rewatch them and talk about them, I wasn't sure if I was going to just be completely bored because I've seen the episode so many times.
God, there's no way.
No, yeah, you can't be bored because I loved every single thing about this episode. I thought it was just fantastic. I loved and adored Glenn and Rick's interaction with each other. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Like, I forgot how much I loved Glenn. Like, just,
right.
I mean, I get that we have so many characters now and it's hard for Glenn to get some airtime, but he was hilarious in this episode.
Right.
I mean, I wrote down a couple of the quotes just so I could remember them to bring up with you. But, the fact that he was like, you know, when he first gets to talking to Rick on the walkie-talkie, and Rick's like, you know, oh crap, you know, I'm in a hard spot here, and he's like, oh man, you should see over here, then you'd be having a major freak out.
Yeah,
you know, that's exactly what you want to have somebody talking
right,
to you,
thank you,
when you're in like a life or death situation. You know, you've got this guy like, yeah, it looks really shitty out here too, bro. Yeah.
I love when Rick is saying, hey, you know, my name is Rick, by the way. who are you? And Glenn's like, have you not been paying attention to me?
Yeah.
You know, you're going to die, dude.
Yeah.
Listen carefully.
You've got a ton of geeks out there on you. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the geeks? I forgot. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, me too. I don't know why that I feel better that they moved away from that, that they quit using it. I think maybe they used it a couple of more times.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I'm rereading some of the stuff that I, you know, catching back up with myself in the comics. And they say zombie a lot in the comics.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Whenever they, in the comic books, they kind of, they use the Z word a little bit more than they do in the show. Like, I don't think that they call them zombies very often in the show.
I don't remember them ever calling them zombies in the show.
I feel like they did once or twice and somebody was like, oh, don't call them that. And for some reason, it felt like Herschel said that. But maybe I am way off base. Obviously, we'll get to those, you know, those episodes eventually. But I'm with you. I don't remember them saying zombie very often. I mean, it was either walkers or geeks or
lurkers.
Yeah, something else weird that they that they called it. So I really wasn't. I don't remember that. But it was funny hearing Glenn call the zombies geeks. And that made me laugh fondly because I was like, oh yeah, I'm so glad they stopped calling them geeks. Because when I remember first watching it in 2010 or whenever, and I was like, geeks,
what
is
geeks?
This crap?
Yeah.
Don't call them geeks. But it was at this point now, it was like, oh, so sweet. He was calling them geeks. I've got to ask you to do this because we do on our other podcast, we do scenes from the show.
Yeah.
And, we do scenes from movies, and if you guess the scene, you can win a free DVD or a free digital
copy.
A free
prize. You get a prize.
Yeah, you get a prize. So I'm going to ask you, I sent you the quote.
Okay.
From this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to do it for us real quick. So I'll do it with you, but you're going to have to be, Glenn.
Okay.
Oh, did I not put the whole quote here?
No, you did not. Because I'm trying to figure out what is it you want me to say here, dude.
No! Did I not put it on yours?
No, but we can pause while you send it to me.
All right. Pause right now. And we're back from our little pause because we had to find the quote.
I love this. And we are paused.
Yes, and we're paused. And we're back because I won't have anything in between that.
No,
at all.
There won't be.
Nope. This is too. It's already
like
9 o'clock.
Like, way past our bedtime.
Well, it's not past. I mean, I still have to go edit
a video. It's past my bedtime.
Yeah, you
okay?
get to go to bedtime, punk.
That's because I have to actually show up for my radio show awake.
Oh.
You will show up when I call and wake your butt up.
Exactly. That's right.
And you'll be like, do I sound tired?
How do I sound right now? Huh? Does this sound good to you?
Does this sound tired?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and
yeah, exactly. As I snort. Oh, yeah. I am not a morning person whatsoever. But we found the scene.
Okay.
We found
all
it all.
All
and
right,
so
we
now we're going to reenact one of my favorite lines from Guts.
Okay. Do I start?
Yep. Go right ahead, Glenn.
All right. Nice moves there, Clint Eastwood. You the new sheriff? Come riding in to clean up the town?
Wasn't my intention.
Yeah, well, whatever. Yeehaw. Well, you're still a dumbass. It was a good scene. It was an excellent scene because I loved when he called him a dumbass. And Rick just kind of smiled and took it like,
yeah,
you know, like it was all in good humor.
Yeah, he
was
like,
it was so good.
Yeah. I mean, then he followed it up with Brightside. It'll be the fall that kills us. I'm a glass half full kind of guy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh my God, Glenn, you're amazing. Like, Glenn, you're the best.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we went from, the problem was is Glenn got laid. And then after that, his brain, you know.
Just melted.
Yep. All the cleverness went away.
Exactly.
So.
I know how that happens, guys out there. And
really,
and,
do you?
Well, I mean, I thought I was a pretty bright young boy when I was a kid, and then stinky girls came along.
Oh, wait a minute. You were going to say a name.
No, I just said stinky girls in general. Just
you were going to say stinking who?
Nobody in particular, punk.
Oh my God, have we not ever had this discussion?
I am not having this discussion with you right now.
Oh, this would make the best podcast ever.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And Justin reveals Justin, we lost his virginity to at 21.
Yeah, at 33 years old. Wait, I'm not even 33 yet. How does that happen? Yeah,
he's still a virgin.
Exactly. According to all you know, I am still a virgin. So I don't even like girls. I'd live with a girl, but she sleeps in another room. She has a separate bed. I'm like, oh, get your cooties away from me.
Yeah, girl.
God, this is so gross. Don't touch.
I just like my dog.
Exactly. Don't touch my toothbrush. It's gross. Okay. Well, moving back to the show.
Oh, okay. But just one final little thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. More embarrassing.
That was the way you did act towards, you know, you wouldn't tell me things. You made me think that that's the way it was.
That, how what was?
When you were much younger.
That's because I was a good kid.
You were smart.
Yeah, I was smart, and then I became stupid. So it's all right. It happens to everybody. Then
it does.
Then we get older, and then we're not only we're stupid, but we forget everything. So even if we were smart, we forget it anyway.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Yeah. So... got to ask you this. Very first part of the episode, I mean, it kicks off with a whammy.
Oh.
Because we get Shane shacking up with Lori at the very beginning.
He's not shacking up with her. He's just doing her.
Mm. It was not very personable.
It was a lot more, really a little more graphic than I really remembered it being. I mean, it still wasn't a graphic scene. But there were a couple little moves in that made me think, okay, wait a minute. In my mind, I had built up a real love relationship here. I'm not exactly sure how much of it was love and how much it was a lot of lust. When he jumps out of the woods at her and
creeper style.
Right, and puts his hand over her mouth, and there's terror in her eyes, and I know the terror, you know, was for us.
Yeah, it was an audience trick.
Right, you know, and then they, you know, have to, you know, quickly get it on, but I had forgotten, because, I mean, you have different feelings throughout the whole show about Lori.
Yeah.
She was a bitch in this episode.
Mega biatch.
Yeah. You know, oh, the mushroom queen. I had to get away from the mushroom
queen.
Who
is the mushroom queen?
Beth. No, I'm sorry, Amy.
I was about to say, I did not see Beth in this episode because I surely would have remembered.
I'm sorry. And that's what's really sad.
Yeah, where's Beth at?
Those characters are a little bit...
We got to wait till season two. I always get Andrea and her sister confused with Beth and Maggie,
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they're a little bit interchangeable.
Well, no. The problem is Beth looks Beth like she Amy. Was... Well, Beth and Amy look like they could be sisters.
Right.
Beth and Maggie, I'm like, who's the daddy here? Because it's Showayne Herschel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, Herschel.
That's what I'm saying.
Getting around in the bars up there a little bit or something going on.
No wonder you locked that woman up in the barn.
Exactly. Yeah, because that was woman number two or wifey number two right there.
That's right. That's true.
She got killed by wife number one. Yeah. I don't know what was going on there.
And I still laugh about the whole white bra that Lori has on.
Yeah.
Who has a bra that's that? My bras are not even that white. And I have a washer and dryer and detergent.
She uses a lot of Tide.
She did. Yeah. Use a lot of
She's
Tide.
She's got like the Clorox pins and everything. She's just like coloring it away. She's like, oh, we got to get this white.
And I know one of the things you had put in the notes was the whole thing about about her taking off her wedding ring, which she has around her neck. I didn't find that to be creepy at all. I thought, you know, in my opinion, that was really, I felt like it was both of them together saying, we love Rick, but let's, put him aside. You know, he's gone. He's dead. Let's just put him off right now because we don't want to dishonor him by having him right in the middle of this. I don't know. That was just, for me, I didn't see it as a slight to Rick in any way. Because, I mean, at this point, obviously, when they're getting it on, they both think that he is dead.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's very true.
And I had no problem with her, grabbing some happiness where she could.
Oh, yeah. Grabbing some Shane happiness.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh, he was a creeper. Come on now.
You know.
He had the creeper eyes already. Like, this is how we should have known. You know, because it caught me by surprise. Well, we'll get into it. But, whenever he went full-blown creeper,
yeah,
I was surprised. But now revisiting the episodes.
Why were we?
Yeah, he was already a creep. So.
The very first episode,
yeah,
when he's saying, I'm not your father, bitch. Turn off the light.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, you were already a jerk.
Yeah. I still laugh about that part though. As bad and as sexist as it is, it was still really funny when he said that about the lights. I'm not your father.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, I love that. Okay, well, I did have. That brings me to a question. I think I can ask you real quick since we kind of already touched on it. Do you feel that the show had more adult themes in season one of what we've seen thus far than any other season?
It's funny that you'd bring that up because I feel like the first season, the kills were more graphic. Like that whole chopping up the dude to, four guts, the name of the episode. I mean, that was incredibly graphic. The whole the sex scene. It's like a show wants to shock you as much as possible in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then they do character development. That's the way I felt about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm. Okay, well, we'll go to the second part of this, and then I'll come back to it, because, well, this kind of leads me right into it. We got to see our introduction to Merle on this episode.
Oh, and dang.
Yeah.
He just throws it out there.
Yes. Merle basically had his super racist cape on, and he was just being super racist man all over the place in this episode to everybody. I mean, he didn't really pick and choose. He kind of did. He kind of picked on T-Dog and dropped the N-bomb.
Yes, but he calls the character... Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed that we don't know his name. The Hispanic dude, he calls him like a taco bender.
Yeah, oh, and he called Andrea Sugar Tits.
Yes, and Rug Muncher.
Yeah, Rug Muncher.
So,
yeah,
equal
opportunity.
Yes, he hates everyone.
Yeah, he definitely does hate everybody.
But he did throw, the N-bomb out there just immediately on T-Dog. So, yeah, I mean,
it's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm, because I thought... That's pretty dang brave of this show.
Yeah, and I mean, especially like it's a new show for one, and I guess my question is this, and then I've got it's almost like a three-parter here. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they would do that on the show now?
No.
Okay, because I will tell you this: there's a character that's in the comic books right now, or has been right now. He is really vulgar. I mean,
we are talking about Negan.
Yes, talking about Negan. He is super duper vulgar, and I feel like the show had way, way more adult, like way more shock tactic themes in the first two episodes that we've seen thus far. Mm-hmm. I mean, we heard Shane being sexist, and we heard Merle being racist. We saw like really, really graphic sex scenes that could almost be construed as—is that right? The right word? Construed.
Construed.
Construed. Yeah, there you go. Good job, Mom.
But you're thinking of screwing, so that's construed is
conscrued.
Okay.
Construed. It almost felt a little bit rapey.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it was. It was not at all. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. If you're listening right now and you're like, oh my God, it's
no,
not.
But
it was not. Yeah. It was not emotional. There was
I mean, there was
no tenderness.
No, they didn't kiss, I don't think.
Yeah.
Did they?
No, they kissed. They kissed. I mean, it was definitely.
Flip her over.
Yeah, he did flip her over, and I was like, whoa, Shane.
Yeah,
I mean,
why are you flipping her over?
He's going full Shane on her right now.
Yeah,
I mean, it was.
Exactly.
Yeah, which was kind of weird. But yeah, I think that so far of what we've seen of season one, I keep going to season two, what we've seen of season one, I think it is way more adult driven. And I have to say that I would attribute this to Frank Darabont. I just think that I do feel like the show was I don't know if you want to call it way more grown up at this point on season one, and I have to say that I would have loved to have seen how Frank Darabont handled the governor, because we're getting a little glimpse right here of Merle,
yeah, right,
and Merle is one. Mean right. ass dude that is like, take no prisoners, F you, and like,
right.
F everybody. And.
Well, because of the whole, later on with the governor, and in the comic book, the governor does rape, he rapes Michonne, right?
Well, spoiler alert.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I meant to say. Possibly,
maybe.
Yeah. I'll just say he was a rapey dude.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things that I had a problem with the TV show, was the fact that he was a shit in the comic books, and in the TV show he was kind of a nice dude. You want to take a shower? We've got some clean clothing for you and some food on the table.
Yeah.
And we're going to protect you from walkers. Come on in.
And Michonne's like, I hate you. I'll kill you.
Yeah, I'm gonna poke out your eye, you bastard.
And that's what it was kind of weird. And I mean, you know, we talked about that with season four, how they kind of tried to make up for that a little bit by, you know, making him go whoo right off the deep end in only like two episodes. I don't know, it was kind of a trick. I will say this, though. There was a recent poll, I think, that AMC did on, you know, what's the worst, or maybe it was the best, but then another website did what's the, like the worst episodes of the season. And the governor episodes, unfortunately, because I still like them because I love David Morrissey and I love the governor. I love his portrayal of the governor. Those were the least favorite episodes of the season.
Seriously?
In this poll, yeah. Yeah, but no. I do have...
Who are those douchebags?
Exactly. Come on now. I love the governor episodes. I do think that they didn't quite fit in with this season overall, but I loved them nonetheless. But I do think that, say what you will about Frank Darabont's episodes and maybe season two, like people like complain about it dragging, I think his governor would have been the most crude, vile, sadistic bad guy ever. Because Merle wasn't even a bad guy, but he was slightly bad. So, I mean, I don't know. I just think that. Do you think that he would be that as bad? Or what did you think about Merle in this episode?
Oh, God. You know, I mean, Merle was just a redneck racist. And I have the hiccups. I apologize.
the booze
jerk.
Hiccups.
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And so I just, you know, I mean, he was shocking, but this is not the only TV show that I... this is a
you're
booger
like,
when the microphone is in front
like
of your head.
You're like that cartoon character, like that... You know, like he got drunk. Like I don't know. I feel like it's like those old Warner Brothers cartoons, and they get drunk and they're like,
and then bubbles
and then,
come
yeah,
out of their mouth.
The bubbles just keep floating out of their mouth and stuff. Yeah, that's you right now. Well, I'll let you take a little breather so you could.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, so you can get freshened up. I loved Merle in this episode. I thought he was great. I thought, yes, he was obviously racist and everything. I thought they played that up perfectly. I mean, if you're looking for a character in the South that, like, is the stereotypical character that people think of from the South, which, unfortunately, this is that person, which is not like that in the South. I live in the South. It's definitely not like that in Atlanta. But I thought he was great. I love Michael Rooker. I think he's fantastic. I freaking miss him on the show each and every time that he's not on the show. I love him. So another thing that this brought up for a question for me is, I think we kind of touched on this during season one, episode one, one of our discussions, but you can see how quickly people have started to act differently in the zombie apocalypse. I mean, it is quick.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we're only mm-hmm. two episodes in, and I mean, we have already seen how Shane and Lori have changed mm-hmm. with the zombie apocalypse mm-hmm. and everything going crazy. We see how Glenn's changed in a positive way. I mean, we didn't see him before as the pizza delivery boy, but you can obviously see that he's like taking risks and he's doing crazy stuff now. So, and we've also seen how Merle changed really quickly.
We don't know that though. I think Merle probably was already a jerk.
Yeah, that's true. He could,
you know, in every zombie thing that, you know, cause I read the genre a lot.
Yeah.
There'll be the people that talk about that, you know, this is the best thing that ever happened to me. I was nobody
yeah.
before this happened, and all of my good qualities came out, or, you know, hey, everybody else died, so now I'm somebody. But, you know.
Well, I was going to say, it's kind of funny because you can also kind of point out Bob and Glenn having some similarities, you know, with their initial, you know, plight in the zombie apocalypse, because, you know, Glenn turned it into a positive, like, he was needed. He was the guy that's going in and getting stuff and helping everybody
right.
out. Whereas, right. you know, in his prior life, not that being a pizza guy's bad at all, obviously it's not, but he wasn't living the life that he wanted, I guess, is what
right.
I would say.
He wasn't fulfilling his
yeah.
his potential.
Yeah, exactly. And now he was in the zombie apocalypse and Bob as well.
And he's hooking up with a super hot chick.
Yeah, well, that didn't come yet. Right now he's just the really awesome, funny guy that goes and picks up stuff, but yes, in his future, if only Glenn would have known that in a few short weeks he'd be shacking it up with Maggie, I think he'd have been happy
yeah.
about his life. So he yeah. definitely would not have gone after Rick. He'd have been like, "Hey, I gotta hold off here because
yes, sorry.
I see Maggie in my
I
future.
I would like, yeah, I'd like to help you, but there's
yeah.
a hot girl waiting for me." So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it really is interesting because, you know, I know, and it's funny because so many people want to, you know, play with the whole idea of, you know, I'm just waiting for the zombie apocalypse to happen. You know, you just don't know who you would be.
Yeah.
You don't know if you're going to be the person that's going to survive and step up to the plate, or, you know, the person that is going to hide in the corner and cry and be eaten
Me.
Immediately. Yeah,
no.
You, dude,
I
you've
would,
got plans.
I would. Oh, I do. I keep waiting for it to happen. Come on, disease, some kind of disease out there. do your jobs, diseases.
This is sad. This is my main issue because I do have slow people here at my house. So that, you know, I'm going to be able to run faster than them. So,
mm-hmm.
So I'll be able to get away at least initially.
Yeah.
My problem is, you know, where I live and where you live is a long way away from each other.
Yeah.
And so, and you're like, yeah, Mom, we've talked enough. I don't ever need to talk to you again. But,
oh,
you know,
we've got
cell
a podcast
phones...
in the apocalypse. I don't know what you're talking about. We got to build that audience up.
Okay. So we need to come up with a plan on how, you know, how we're going to meet.
Well, we're going to meet in Austin. So it'll be a shorter trip for you, but we're going to be going to Austin because Austin's a lot more. Well, actually, no, I already know we're going to meet up at. We're going to meet up in South Padre, Texas. South Padre Island, Texas. Because there is a huge bridge, and all we got to do is block that bridge off
Blow
once we
up.
Get over to mm-hmm. south the side of South Padre, and then we're set.
Yeah, because I did
right
notice
there.
You said it's going to be a shorter trip for you.
No.
Said
well,
about when you said, I live in Austin, it'll be a shorter trip for you, Mom. I'm like, dude, we don't know when this is going to happen. I may be older.
Well, you better
you
get that walker ready.
Wheel me down there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm going to have to wheel your ass across the bridge. I'm like, hey, wait, don't put the barrier up yet. I'm wheeling my mom over here. Yeah. No, that's true. Well, the reason why I brought that up is because Rick is one of the only people so far in the, you know, in season one that is still sane. he's still acting sane. He's still trying to be like the good guy and all this kind of stuff. And I was going
to
ask you.
He is who he was to begin with.
Exactly. Yeah. He's Sheriff Rick for the most part. There was a portion with Andrea where he.
Officer Friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. Officer Friendly. Exactly. But do you think that's because that he didn't see everything go to shit like everybody else did? He was in a coma when just the world just went over the cliff and he didn't get to see all those people losing people immediately and everything. Do you feel that's just because he didn't, he's still acting sane now? Because obviously we've seen him in season 4 and he's finally there. He just ripped out Joe's neck to survive.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Exactly.
But that is a good point though. That's, I just attributed to the fact that he's a wonderful human being that any girl would be lucky to have. Lori, you stupid bitch.
Ruining things with Shane. We still love Sarah Wayne Callies, though, by the way.
Oh God, yes.
Yeah,
love
she's super
her.
Cute.
And I loved Lori's character, seriously, even though she made me very angry.
This episode, going back in time, Lori is the one that definitely upsets you the most watching this episode, because you're like, you did this to Rick. Yeah. So,
my thing is, you've got to grab whatever happiness you can grab at this point. But that is a very good point is, if he did not see it, he woke up to this.
Yeah.
He didn't see it, as everyone, the government shooting people.
Yeah.
Like we see in some of the, the webisodes, if you watch the webisodes, especially.
God, I've got to go back and watch them. That's the only thing. I'm incomplete. I've played the video games. I've read the comic. I've read the books. I've watched the show.
Mm-hmm.
I have not watched all the webisodes. I feel like
the webisodes are really great.
Yeah.
Especially
if
just to fill in holes in stories, but it's just kind of nice. It's you see little backstories and see side stories, basically, is really what you see.
Exactly.
And it's something new to watch. So
yes, very nice. I'll have to pick them up.
That's a good point.
I have to point this out because we are all talking all rosy and nice about Mr. Rick Grimes. When he took that moment to reflect on that poor dead dude that they were chopping to bits. Poor old Wayne. He said that he would tell his family about Wayne if he found them.
Okay. I thought about that too.
Yeah.
How do we know every conversation that goes on?
If it didn't happen on screen, it didn't happen in real life. Because if Shane hadn't hooked up with Lori off, on screen, never would have happened. We wouldn't have known about it.
Yeah.
But he did.
Yes, we would have, because Judith came along. So we know that they hooked up.
That's true. But could have been Rick, because Rick did hook up with Lori. We'll get to that soon.
One time.
But
one time.
Hey, but I will say this. The governor was right.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick is a liar. Because he didn't tell them about it. So I just wanted to plug that in there. Bogarted the podcast because I was like, I want to say that line.
Really did
because I missed
you
the governor.
Son of a bitch.
Exactly.
That was really good.
Thanks. I've been working on that line, for a while. Liar. The first one's better. All right. Well.
Do you think that should be a spot where we wrap things up?
Yeah. I think there's one other thing that I wanted to ask, but we'll wrap it up with that. With Andrea, what did you like Andrea, seeing Andrea again? Because she's been definitely one of those characters that have been a point of contention on the show. A lot of people disliked her. They were happy when she was no longer on the show. Were you reminiscing that, I liked Andrea?
Nope.
Yeah, no,
nope.
Me either.
I never liked her, and I hate that. I hate it. They had so much possibility there with her, and I never felt it for her.
Yeah, they definitely ruined it with her because, I love the episode. Mm-hmm. I didn't dislike her role in the episode. I just, the way they did her character, they just did her such a disservice. If they would have played this up more, the fact that it's like, whenever they're in the jewelry store and Rick and Andrea are talking, and Andrea's like, oh, my sister would really like this. And she's like, you know, but I don't want to take it. I'm like, it's a zombie apocalypse. And Rick's like, you know, I don't think those rules apply anymore, because she's like, because I have a cop looking right at me. That's why I don't take it. At that moment right there, I was like, Rick and Andrea, it's about to go down.
Bam, chicka, wow, wow.
Exactly. But it didn't go down. Yeah. And I'm kind of sad that it didn't go that way in the show. But, well, we're in agreement. Andrea still didn't do it for us in this episode.
Nope.
Maybe she'll come around to us as we get further into the season and further into the other seasons. But yeah, I think that that pretty much is there anything else that you want to talk about? Oh, would you have left Merle up there?
Oh no.
Yeah, because at the end of the episode, Merle gets left on the rooftop.
Right. And I felt bad about that.
Oh man.
I mean, he was a jerk.
Yeah. But nobody deserves that.
That was just. No, and yeah. Do we see at the very end? No, we don't see how.
No, you don't
he gets
see.
Off
no, you
end.
Don't see. Yeah, this episode we leave off with Glenn getting to ride off into the sunset in his awesome Camaro, or what is this?
Oh yeah, right.
Challenger,
it's
maybe.
Camaro.
I don't know what it is. I took a picture.
It's
of it.
It's a neat red fast car.
Yeah, I took pictures of Merle like as I was watching the episode on my phone. I took pictures of him like grunting, trying to break out at the very end, and I was like, that's brutal. That was just, I mean, as much as that guy was like a racist and an asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
You felt for him.
And I don't, again, I mean, because I have watched this episode so many times, and I was trying to work while watching this episode earlier today, but the scene where, and I think it comes in the next episode, I'm not totally positive, maybe it happened in this one, where he is trying to bargain with God.
Yeah.
That is some of the greatest acting.
Oh, I
where
know.
He is, you know.
Don't run it. We'll get into it.
Okay.
Nah,
yeah.
I agree.
So good.
I agree. I can't wait. I can't wait for it. But we'll get into all of that. Whenever we get to whatever episode that was. So, but yeah, I think that brings us to a close.
I think it's three. I think it is too.
I can't remember. I remember once I start watching them, I remember everything. But beforehand, I'm kind of like, I don't remember exactly what happened in three. I remember like the big ones. I remember episode one, what happened, and so on and so forth. The timelines get confusing for me. But yeah, I think that wraps it up. Fantastic episode, right?
All right.
Oh, well, I meant for us. I meant for the show.
for the show. Good job.
Yeah, good job, Walking Dead. Good job, Michelle McLaren, Frank Darabont, and Stephen Ewan, and Michael Rooker,
and
Andrew
actors.
Lincoln.
Yeah, exactly.
We love you all.
That's right.
Yes.
Right. You almost did your Shane impression.
I did. I don't know why I did that.
We love you all.
We love you all. He goes like really quiet. He's like, we love you all. Yeah. I don't know. Tonight is horrible impression nights, and I just spit all over my computer. That's disgusting. Now I'm spitting out wild, sweet, citrus, orange crap. So, all right. Well, Mom, I appreciate you coming on the show with me tonight. It's been a lovely time chatting with you.
Well, since it's my show too, you little punk.
I know, but I always like to, you know, I show appreciation for you every time.
I thank you too for coming on the show with me, Justin.
Yeah, there you go.
And you can follow us in a number of different ways. You can, we have a Twitter account that is just all about The Walking Dead for the most part. And that is The Walking Naked on Twitter. Also, Justin's Twitter. His other one has another naked theme. It's the naked underscore nerd. Mine is just regular. Ditzy DJ. That's all. Just regular.
Yours is regular? How do you spell that, Miss Regular?
Okay, it's with two T's, but that's just because I can't spell.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not naked Ditzy DJ or anything like that, thank God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we do have a Facebook page as well, which is My Mom Saw Me Naked. So, and we would love for you to check out everything we do on filmdispenser.com and all the other great stuff that is on Film Dispenser as well.
Of course.
So I think that was it.
Yep. Filmdispenser.com. They rock. Go check them out.
That's right. So, yeah, that was fun. We get to do it again next week.
Yeah. Next week. Do we have an interview next week?
I have yet to set that interview up. We are in talks about it. I think it's very exciting, and we could plug it here a little bit if you want.
Yeah, of course. Who do we have in the works?
The great, great Theo Crane.
Yes.
Yeah, big tiny on The Walking Dead. So, so excited. I met him at one of the Comic Cons. The sweetest, nicest man. I mean, he makes you look like a itty bitty little itty teeny tiny thing. He's just ginormous.
Six,
wonderful
eight, dude.
Yeah. And I love it. It's so great. He could just like, he picks me up with one arm.
Yes.
And you know, it's, and he's just,
he is
he's super
full of
awesome,
charisma.
So.
Like this dude is like one of the most charismatic guys I've ever seen. I haven't actually met him. I saw him at the Walker Stalker convention. I saw mm-hmm. him dancing around all over the place all night long, and it was hilarious. And yeah, it would be really exciting. Big Tiny, and he's got a really epic kill in season 3, so we'll have to ask him about that, because I think he got somebody with a hammer or something like that. So
he did get somebody, with a hammer.
I've got a picture of it. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh, well, good. I have a picture of him on my wall that's signed by him. So
ooh,
what are you gonna do about that?
Fancy. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
So, yeah,
we're hoping next
week or the week after.
Yeah, if it's not next
depending
week,
depending upon his schedule.
Yeah, if it's not next week, then we'll be getting back to you with episode 3 of season 1.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sounds good. Well, thank you very much for listening, and hope you enjoyed the show, asshole.
Thank you for that. Goodbye, folks.